Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, I'm going to tell you about the top NXT star whose WWE contract expires very soon.
No one is safe after this WWE departure.
We have some backstage notes on Miro replacing Jon Moxley on AEW Dynamite.
And a former WWE star pops up on AEW Dynamite last night. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Kick things off by covering a new report from PW Insider's Mike Johnson. No onsen, just John. What's an onsen? It's a Japanese bath thing, I think. Some kind of hot spring deal. Sounds very relaxing, but I would want one of those. Why would you not have one of those?
Yeah.
Mike Johnson's the reporter is the point here. Kyle O'Reilly. His WWE contract reportedly expires in December. Now, there's currently no word on whether or not WWE and O'Reilly have entered talks over an extension. It's entirely feasible that that could happen. Still a few weeks to go. But it comes at a time when Johnny Gargano's NXT contract is expiring as well. It's up at the beginning of December, per reports from last month. So there's a lot going on with these kind of established NXT names at the moment. There's a lot of different things. O'Reilly has been on TV pretty consistently since the rebrand. He's been packaged with sentimental office favorite, Von Wagner.
He's got heart, that's why.
He got heart, he took an opportunity, and I'm going to read the rest of this news video like Von Wagner. But yeah, it's been a kind of a year of upheaval for Kyle in terms of like his allies and stuff, right? Because he forms the Undisputed Era with Bobby Fish and Adam Cole in 2017. Both of those guys are gone now.
Yeah.
Roderick Strong, of course, comes in later on. He's still there. He's the Cruiserweight champion. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, when you think of Kyle O'Reilly becoming a free agent potentially, he's only 34. He's still a young guy in wrestling terms. He's worked for New Japan before. You'd imagine there'd be some interest there. But yeah, your head immediately goes to AEW and things like this, doesn't it? So, hey, Kyle O'Reilly, expiring contract, what do you think?
Yeah, look, I'm sick of saying this, of saying, oh, this guy should go to AEW, this guy should go to AEW. But this guy should go to AEW. It's right there. Like, I saw someone tweet, I know it's kind of mixing storylines and stuff at the moment, but there was a photo of Fish, Cole and O'Reilly, and then another photo of Omega and the Young Bucks. Yeah, that's a trio's match. They'd be pretty damn good, I reckon.
Pretty awesome.
Look, they're not going to utilise him in WWE. He's not going to be moved up to the main roster. He's not the right, you know,
cookie. He's not a Vince guy.
No, he's not a Vince guy. And guess what? Vince is controlling NXT as well right now. So he's being put with Von Wagner to do the wrestling side of things in their matches. I talked about this on the NXT review yesterday. And then Von Wagner comes in and does the power stuff. Von probably is inevitably going to turn on him anyway. And all the other guys you talk about, you know, the other people in there, your Johnny Gargano's, people like Oney Lorcan, who's just brilliant. They're just being used as like, go out there, bump around for someone else, make them look good and lose.
Yeah,
so yeah,
to the gimmick guy.
If my contract was running out at the end of this year and there was another promotion that was booking all of my mates pretty well, it just makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
And you could go to AEW if you wanted to and reform Red Dragon with Bobby Fish, and that'd be fun as well.
And according to my sources, if he does leave NXT, do you know what's going to happen to his best friend in NXT? Von Wagner is apparently going to get a new gimmick where he is a spaceman and he's going to come out to ground control to Major Von.
Gee whiz, all right.
You heard it here first.
Well, he doesn't like bicycles, so maybe he likes rockets.
There you go, right. Let's move on to this report about no one being safe in WWE. When I first read this morning, I genuinely thought it was as a result of Kyle O'Reilly potentially leaving, because I thought, yeah, no one's safe because everyone's going to bloody leave when their contract runs out. Because WWE booking most people not called Roman Reigns pretty bloody terribly at the moment. Anyway, let's talk about former, I should say, WWE Senior Vice President Creative Services, Stan Skatsansky. I haven't made that name up. That's real. He departed WWE just yesterday. It was reported again by PW Insider's Mike Johnson. He's been with the company for nearly 15 years. He was brought in as Vice President of Creative Services in June 2007, became Senior Vice President in March 2012. Now he is gone. This is a huge shock to a lot of people within the promotion. And one of Mike Johnson's sources, as I quoted, says, "This is ultimately proof that no one is safe. It is yet another reminder that this isn't the same company it was a year ago." And it's not hyperbolic to say, I don't think, Andy, what the hell's going on in WWE right now?
That's why what seems to be a year of widespread
carnage.
What's the word? Reconstruction behind the scenes within WWE. And unfortunately, that has meant dozens and dozens of people losing their jobs. They've got the earnings call coming up later today. So,
get your popcorn.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they touch on any of this during that. It's been a tough year for a lot of people losing their jobs in that promotion.
Yeah.
And we've spoken about it at length, obviously, on the channel and everything else. That's pretty much all I have to say, really. It sucks.
I genuinely come in and I'm simultaneously stunned by the stories coming out of WWE on most days. Not even the wrestling side of things in terms of, you know, storylines. And also not surprised whatsoever. It feels like
The
ground is constantly changing within that promotion, and there's only one guy who knows what's going to happen next. Someone eventually is going to look back on this and write a great book about it. Speaking of books,
okay, Michael Sidgwick has written, two and a half great books here.
not slacking off the
half. That's not the
of
third
book.
One is bad or anything like that. It's just a lot of people wrote it. This is a really good sales pitch. I should be in sales. Right, so the first one, these are available, by the way, whatculture.bigcartel.com. Pre-orders available now. Do them now. Get them for Christmas. Good. International shipping available. Great. Smashing. Tremendous. Funny. Great. Becoming All Elite. Rise of AEW by Michael Sidgwick. Look, the work I have witnessed this man doing on this project all year long, sitting in the same room as him, there's no way that you are not going to love this thing if you're an AEW fan. It is the story of the promotion reaching back decades into the present day. Get yourself a copy. You can get that as part of a double act, a package deal.
The Sidgwick Bundle!
Or you can buy them separately with Development Hell, the NXT story from a few years ago. You can also get our collaborative effort from a bunch of our writers, past and present, 606 wrestling matches you need to see before you die. It's an update on the previous version of this book, which was 505 wrestling matches you need to see before you die. Whatculture.bigcartel.com, link in the description. Buy a book, buy your mum a book, buy your dad a book, buy your dog a book. We'll all have a great time.
Yes, I'm still campaigning to do that All Elite book in audiobook form, and I'm getting pretty much stonewalled by Michael Sidgwick. I don't know why. I can do all the voices.
Can you?
I can try. I can sure damn try. But yeah, don't go and get those books. As Andy mentioned, whatculture.bigcartel.com. Go and order them today, and then you don't have to worry about Christmas and stuff, because we all know it sort of sneaks up on us, and then you go, oh, bollocks, what am I going to get my... niece twice removed or whatever it is. Just get her this because it's great and everyone should read it.
Absolutely. Let's move on to our next story. Miro replaced John Moxley on last night's episode of AEW Dynamite. Covered the Moxley situation yesterday, of course, and that meant him pulling out of the ongoing world title eliminator tournament. Well, it was announced on the show.
Great promo, I was going to say, by CM Punk addressing that as well on the show.
The CM Punk promo was great stuff. He just cut straight to the heart of the matter, showed respect, showed dignity, showed class. Loved that. Very nice touch. But yes, Miro took Moxley's place in the tournament. It was announced during the show, beginning of the show, and it was all put together. He ended up beating Orange Cassidy, so now he's going to wrestle Bryan Danielson at the pay-per-view. The dream match I never knew I wanted until now. It's cool.
Hope you like next stuff.
Yeah, because there's going to be a lot. Oh, yeah, they're both going to do next stuff, aren't they? Wow. Okay, Fightful Select have come through with some backstage information, just talking about the Miro situation, how it came together. The decision was apparently made on Tuesday afternoon, but it sounds like AEW cut it a little bit fine. Miro, who wasn't originally scheduled to be on the show, which was in Kansas City, he was flown out on Wednesday and he ended up making it there on time as well. Of course, apparently as well, Miro has been the subject of several creative changes recently, although it's not clear quite what those are. But I think they've done a great job with Miro since kind of turning him into this redeemer character.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing. I think they handled the replacement well. This could have been a really difficult thing to solve. And they've done a good job.
Yeah, without question. And a hell of a development in the Miro storyline, because we were sort of speculating whether he was going to be in the tournament initially. What with him dropping the TNT Championship, etc. I think in a weird way, this has sort of been, you know, a really nice way of working things out with him. Obviously, you'd never wish what happened to Jon Moxley on anyone. Get well soon, Mox. But yeah, perfect replacement. And for a, you know, we assume it was going to be whoever replaced Mox, because Mox was going to be in the final, I assume, against Brian Danielson, was going to go there. But a hell of a, what have we got? Miro, Brian Danielson? Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a match of the night contender.
A nice development for the System of a Down gimmick that Miro's been doing recently as well, with the why have you forsaken me? It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I like it. Chop Suey. Good song.
This is a great band. We were listening
New
to
metal.
The office the other day.
We were.
So
sure.
I walked in and went, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Right, let's talk about another WWE, or former WWE star, I should say, popping up in AEW. Kalisto, or the former Kalisto, I should say, was there on Dynamite last night. You may remember FTR issued that open challenge for the AAA tag team titles, and it was announced, answered even, by Aerostar and the former Kalisto, now known, of course, by his old indie name, Samurai Del Sol. Unfortunately, they didn't defeat Dax and Cash, but they had a bloody flippy good time trying.
They surely did. They surely did. Nice to see him reemerge, isn't it?
Yeah.
He hasn't wrestled anywhere since he left WWE back in April. I believe his last match was actually the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So no indication that he's been signed or anything yet, but just nice to see him come back out. Let's see what he can do around the wrestling world as a free agent. Maybe he signs somewhere. Maybe he kills it. That'd be cool.
I hope I see him doing more good lucha things.
Me too.
You'll never escape
poor
that
guy.
Way, poor
bastard. Guy.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Yeah. That's where you need to go. I don't know why I stopped myself for a second.
Don't worry, there.
I went to say, and you can follow us on Twitter, but I'll get to that in a bit, because we start with Jake, who says, if we see Bryan Danielson become the number one contender for the AEW Championship, and if we see Hangman Page win the AEW Championship at Full Gear,
Jake,
could we see a heel Danielson emerge in AEW?
Jake? I think he's kind of like skirting that line already, isn't he? He's getting cheers because he's so awesome. And he's Bryan Danielson, and he's having these great matches, and he plays to the crowd. Like, in terms of their tastes, he plays to the crowd and everything else. But yeah, absolutely, I can definitely see him going heel. He's a vicious bastard. The American Dragon is a different human being to Daniel Bryan. You've got a take coming up.
No, I'm just going to say, yeah, that baby face that elbowed someone so hard in the head they passed out on Rampage.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it,
he's
right
a bad
now?
Dude.
Like, he's manipulating people's arms and popping shoulders out and doing all that and ending people with different moves, a lot of them being submission moves, one of them called bloody cattle mutilation, let's not forget. And he's a babyface. He is a babyface, you're right, Jake.
It's not,
you know, like you have to have a major shift to have him be an arsehole.
It's a pretty straightforward transition, isn't it? So there you go. He's going to go from cattle mutilation to cattle decapitation. Shout-outs to the guys
to the cows watching show.
Sorry, bovines, this isn't a show for you.
Second question,
this is a disaster of an episode.
Second
what are we
question
doing?
Today comes from Mimi, who says, good morning, legends. Was it just me, or did Orange Cassidy have a little more fire in his match last night against Miro? Do you think the gimmick as it is now has a bit of a shelf life? Could be seeing some freshly squeezed character evolution.
Yeah, he wrestled with a lot of urgency last night, didn't he? Because like, you're facing the I almost called him the Medina, the Redeemer. Miro, you gotta attack hard and fast because you're probably gonna kick your ass. You gotta take every chance you can get. Yeah, the character could maybe use some new wrinkles, I think. I think it's still really over in the buildings, which is
a good sign.
But there is maybe, for me personally, not necessarily speaking for a wider group of people, for me, maybe a little bit of character fatigue with him. So maybe it's just a matter of taking some time off.
Yes.
Maybe it's that.
I often say this, go away so I can miss you so you can come back. But yeah, I think this character does need to develop now. It's been the same character for well, a couple of years probably now. Even we've seen him go through stuff with, you know, Chris Jericho, for example, and all the, you know, very relaxed but also trying to win matches. It needs a bit of a change, I think, is the best way of putting it. And I do think that we're going to see that, or just like you say, I'm taking a bit of a break from it. Final question today comes from Eddie Zamharri, who says, with The Miz eliminated from Dancing with the Stars, sorry about that, Miz, which wrestler would you like to put on the next season of the show? Eddie suggests MJF without breaking character.
Oh my goodness gracious me. I mean, certainly not Zion Quinn or Robert Stone.
Oh my days.
Fandango.
Fandango, yeah.
It's Fandango.
Fandango's a great shout. You know what? He deserves nice things, and I feel like if he went on there, not only would he just be great,
yeah,
but he'd probably get more attention that he deserves and probably win the whole bloody thing. Titus O'Neil. He's not doing anything in WWE apart from getting bloody academies named after him. Let him do that. He'd be great. And look at the size of him. He could chuck whoever he's dancing with all over the shop.
Just hit them with a tombstone or something. When has Titus O'Neil ever done a tombstone?
I'll tell you what, though. That is a 10 from Wilborn right here.
There you go.
Bang! Tombstone! And then does a bit of a... does a robot. 10. Let's move on to today's and finally. And we, you know, chuck around some nice things. So let's say congratulations to the best there is, the best world, the best world will be, Bret Hart, who now has got a degree. He has got a bachelor's degree in health and physical education. Look at him here with his little, whatever it's called, mortarboard, I think, on his head.
Gimmick.
Congratulations to Bret. What a legend. He's just the best. He's just the best, isn't he?
He is. He's the absolute king of things. Very, very happy for Bret, of course. One of the all-time greats in the sport. Got himself a degree, doing good things in retirement. You'll love to see it.
And What Culture's very own Andrew Pollard's going to be interviewing him on a stage. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Pollard, the Wales Comic Con, I'm going to say.
Son. That's
so if
the
you
one.
Go into that, enjoy that. That'll be absolutely fantastic. But yeah, congratulations to Bret Hart. Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Daddy Boy sitting down to review AEW Dynamite later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. I got to that bit I was going to get to earlier right now. You can also follow me and him. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for How to Scarce to Fade Away the Shake Up.
Good.
There you go.
Very nice. I didn't see that one coming. You can follow me at... Father! You can follow me at Adam Wilmore. Follow us all at What Culture WWE.
Mother.
But for now, my thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for watching. We had a really long day of shooting quizzes yesterday. We're just running.
I'm going back to bed.
Yeah, I'm going to join you. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.